our special guest, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network.
Well, I think the big story is that it doesn't seem there are really any answers. You know, listening to Andy Reid today, he was confident. It was sort of a steadying force like he provides for this team. But when you really look at the substance and you try to figure out what can change, what specifically would need to be different, there's really not a lot to say.
Adam Kaplan in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Dallas Week. I guess you can't say Dallas sucks, can you?
No, but I'll tell you what. There's still a little fan of me. It's that star. It's that owner.
You were an Eagles fan growing up.
Ticket holder, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan anymore, but I just about that star. Well, the problem is the turnovers. Romo is going for his career high in turnovers. They cannot run the ball at all. They don't block very well. Their center, Phil Costas, won't play with his dislocated ankle. They've got problems.
Mm-hmm. We welcome in Todd Archer from ESPN Dallas.
I'm surprised. I thought they would have been more consistent. Romo had a good year last year. I thought that would have carried over. I thought the offensive line would have played better. The defense has done well. But when it's come to crunch time, they haven't made plays. They've turned the ball over too much. And they've lost a couple of games that they probably should have won.
Bo Wolf joined by Eagles cornerback Nnamdi Asuwa. Nnamdi, thanks for coming in again.
How can you get better in terms of tackling?
It's more so the swarming around the ball. I mean, we've been saying it, and I think everybody knows it. Teams miss tackles all the time, but there's always that second, that third guy that's right there to bring the guy down into maybe a one-yard game. So I think just more of the swarm.
Joined by my good buddy, former Eagle Pro Bowl linebacker, special teamer, currently on 94 WIP and the Eagles game plan show, Mr. Ike Reese.
I know with the way the schedule sets up for these guys the rest of the way, they can get a win Sunday and get some positive momentum going. You can easily run all 3, 4, 5 games with the schedule that's in front of you, and it's the NFL. Nothing's guaranteed. Anything can happen.
Yeah, and I look at that schedule. There's nothing on that schedule that says the Eagles cannot beat, right? I mean, if you were to be a dreamer and an optimist, as we are, you can go and take the, you know, take all 8 of those teams.
All 8 of those games, they could easily, I could see them winning. Playing in this division and beating teams in this division, it means something.
Yeah.
It just does. It means something, and Andy has always stressed that from his first day here.
Yeah.
Win the NFC East.